The Center for Community Design at UH?
I don't have any idea.
Because that's what it usually is.
What was the word you used, though?
Proof of concept.
Okay.
Well, if you see the acronym CDC, and this has anything to do with Donovan De La Cruz.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a project coming to the Community Design Center at UH, because that's the word we use all the time.
It's not something we asked for.
Yeah.
And what I know is what that phrase tells.
You know the focus of it? This is DLNR generally?
This is in the SHPD budget.
SHPD.
So if you.
That's my suspicion, Alan. So yeah, I'll look into it.
This year, we don't have the actual budget worksheets. Those aren't posted online yet. But if you really are a glutton for punishment, you can go through the budget when they post it. Look for LNR 802. That's Shipley's budget.
I know they're doing the Alloy through that same concept. They're doing a proof of concept. Look at what to do with the Alloy. But that's not your money.
No.
That's DLNR, though.
So that's, you know, that's sort of where we are in the budget. I think we're going to be okay. You know, it was pretty frantic. At one point, there was 12 different bills in the Senate that affected Shipley's budget. And those have all been rolled, you know, either they've just sort of died by the wayside or been rolled into one budget bill.
I saw there was a proposal for money for looking at a solution to the reflecting ponds at the Capitol.
That's been turned into a resolution. And that's just, you know, so resolutions don't have the force of law. And basically, it's just encouraging the Department of Accounting and General Services, which manages the Capitol, encouraging them to cooperate with Architecture School and a bunch of other folks on coming up with design alternatives. There's no question that something needs to be done. If you're in the basement, you know, the back quarters of the basement of the Capitol, you can see where the water is seeping into the building.
Well, also, if you're on the top, you can see how dead it is.
Well, yeah, there's, you know, and part of this is, you know, they have their own pumping system. They pump water on the property. It's brackish water, and Dags keeps going, but it's brackish water. We can't do anything about it. I'm thinking, we can take the salt out of salt water. There's got to be a solution here. But,
yeah, you can pump in fresh water.
I don't, it's, yeah, anyway. So. I think the most interesting bills that are actually still alive that affect our interests are Senate Bill 1394 and House Bill 1533, and those would create a state tax credit for historic preservation project rehabilitation projects. They are down to. The Senate bill is on the House side. It made crossover. And that's the last committee it has to pass is the Finance Committee. HB 1533 is on the Senate side. That has to pass WAM, the Ways and Means Committee. Those are the last two steps. The wild card in this is that bills that are going to survive have to have finished their last hearing by next Friday. And so we're expecting some craziness the first couple days of the week. With, you know, Ways and Means and Finance, we just had these monumentally long hearings. You know, my hope is that these don't sort of fall by the wayside because somebody forgot something. And there are enough bills that's not impossible. All along, we've sort of thought that Ways and Means, that Sylvia Luke, the chair of Ways, of Finance, would be the problem because she really hates tax credits. But, you know, I've met with her, some other folks have met with her, you know, and during the Finance Committee hearing, which passed the House bill on to the Senate, she just sat there and smiled through the whole thing. She, you know, she was all for it. I was stunned. So I really thought, man, this is going to die right here. And it did not. So just a little bit of background on it. The version that's before the Finance Committee, that's Senate Bill 1394, has a 30% tax cut, a single level. The bill HB 1533 has two levels, 25% for all projects, 30% for projects that involve affordable housing.
That involve what?
Affordable housing.
So these would be a credit even on private dwellings, or no?
As it's written now, it is. It was not written to intentionally to cover private dwellings. I think the version that is currently on the floor could be read to include private property, private dwellings.
So it'd be, how would you get a credit though? It's confusing.
Well, I mean, so there have to be rules written to govern this whole thing, and that's going to have to be worked out in rule. I think I would envision something more or less like the federal process.
You have to get a credit against income. That's the only.
But if you have, I mean, it's if you are the owner of a building that's used for commercial purposes, but you own it in your name, you can take the credit on your personal tax.
But I'm talking about a private dwelling. You wouldn't have any income on it.
Right, but you don't have to. You still pay income tax. So the credit is against your income. You know, and if you have a commercial building that generates income, that, you know, I mean, obviously it's different if you're a corporation. Not a conceptual problem.
But I think the ITC is a credit against income on the property, not in your income. You used to be able to do the loss thing, but you can't anymore. Right?
The federal credit is income of the property.
Yeah, exactly. You not know, your own. So,
it can be because many of those projects are partnerships, and so the partners, you know, they qualify depending on how the partnership is structured. The partners get some portion of that credit, and that, you know, whether the partner is a corporation, it comes off the corporate tax. The partner is a private individual, it comes off their tax. So anyway, I'm. At this point, to be perfectly honest, my only concern about these bills making it to conference is time.
Yeah, who would look at them, right? In your office, right?
Well, I mean, that's a different thing. Both bills have created a position for us. So it wouldn't be yet another thing that we have to do that we don't have the personnel and resources to do. I got to say, I'm shocked. 2 years ago, we had a bill just to study a tax credit. I couldn't even get a hearing. And to get it all the way to the point where we can say, you know, we can see the finish line.
That's great.
I'm stunned. I'm just stunned. You know, as my mom would say, there's, you know, many a slip betwixt cup and the lip. We're not over the line yet, but we can, you know, we can see the line. So that's a good thing. Three other things fairly quickly. We have signed the contract with the firm that will build our data management system and data portal. Having one that will be publicly accessible is probably 2 years out in the future. Mm-hmm. But we're making real progress on that. I'm very encouraged, although it's, again, one of those things we don't have personnel to deal with. It's one more thing we'll all have to deal with, but I think that, you know, this is definitely worth it.
You're modeling it after is the New York system.
Yeah, so I was going to just say that if you're interested in seeing sort of what this is going to look like and how it's going to work, is you can go to the New York SHPO and look for NYCRIS, and you know, what we're going to be getting is something that is an upgrade of that basic system, and it's a pretty remarkable system.
This is New York State,
State of New York. It's the State Historic Preservation Office. It's their cultural resource management, information system. So that's the basic, you know, that's the software under the hood is going to look like that. It's going to run like that. You know, there are going to be some special things that come from the fact that Hawaii is a different state, it's different state laws, and so on. But that's basically it. This system is the last thing on the cap. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that the Park Service is one of the many agencies that the Trump administration has managed to hollow out, I think we probably would have, you know, we would have a letter from the Park Service saying, "You're PAL." You know, we had that conversation back before they closed the government. And the only question at that point was, well, who would sign that letter? The grants manager said, well, I have the authority to, but the original letter came from the director of the Park Service. Maybe we should have it signed by the Park Service. So they've got protocol issues to deal with, and they also have the fact that there is no director of the Park Service. Mm-hmm. So, who, you know, I anticipate this going on for a long time. And then finally, on April 8th, the Shifty will be instituting Emua Mondays. We will be closed to the public on Mondays. We will not be answering our phones. We will not be responding to emails. The idea is that, you know, essentially, we have to do something. We are so backed up on project reviews, and you know, I every once in a while I let my nerd run loose, and I've actually tracked this. I am interrupted an average of once every 8 minutes. And I am nowhere near as busy as some of the people with me. You know, it's like they put down the phone and it rings. You know, they answer an email, the phone rings. And you know, they're supposed to be doing reviews, and they don't have time to do it. So we're hoping that this will, I mean, it's not going to solve the problem, but it will, I hope, help us make some progress on the most critical things. And you know, we'll run it for a while and track it and see how it works, and if it doesn't work, then we'll go back to regular hours and
just two days.
Huh?
Or do 2 days.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will tell you that I am very concerned about how the public is going to react to this. And so far, we haven't had the, you know, kind of pushback. And it was publicly announced, it was actually in the newspaper, but week before. Which I was stunned. I mean, it must have been a slow news day.
This has been imposed on you. This is not something you chose.
Well, this idea actually came out of the governor's housing task force. They suggested it to me, and I told them, yeah, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable with basically telling the people we work for, you know, the citizens of Hawaii, that, you know, 20% of the work week you can't talk to us. But we discussed it internally. We discussed it with Suzanne Case, and we discussed it with the governor's staff. And everybody but me was on board. And as I say, I know perfectly well we have to do something. So this is the one thing we can do. We're grinding away on recruitment, but you know, we will. You know, we're a year away from being fully staffed if we ever get there.
That was going to be a quick question. How many positions do you have right now? And
how many positions do we have
open that are funded that you're advertising for?
How many positions are we have 9, 10. We have 4, 6. We're recruiting for 9 positions right now. We have 2 positions that are not in recruitment yet because HR is perfecting the vacancy announcement. So we have 11 vacancies. We have 2 positions we have made offers on. One position that actually we made an offer on yesterday. So there are 3 of those positions we've made offers on. We just received our first application for our 3rd architectural historian. And another application for one of the archaeologists on Maui, and it's been close to a year since we had any archaeologists on Maui.
The architectural historian's here.
And
I just saw the name. I didn't.
Is it here in Oahu? I mean, the opening?
The position would be here in Oahu.
Okay. I may want to talk to you. I have a faculty member who has a spouse that's got a PhD.
Well, you know, if they want to apply, they should. I would encourage them to get the application
the position,
in.
You know the position number or anything? Or?
No, off the top of my head. I can probably find it by the end of the meeting. What's that? Well, it'll be on the DHERB website, but if you want, I've got it. I think I've got it on my phone, so maybe we'll talk after.
Thanks.
But we do have, you know, I mean, the way these positions are all open till filled, you know, and as soon as we find somebody, we close them and make the offer, and you know, at that point, it's too late.
Right.
So if you have, you know, and I would say the same thing to everybody. If you have, you know, we have archaeologist positions, we have a burial site specialist position on Big Island, I think. We have the one architectural historian. The architecture branch chief is not yet advertised. We will, you know, that's one of the two positions that still needs to be advertised. We have a librarian position, which is also not advertised yet. So we have three or five archaeologist positions.
So, how about the movement for the revising the administrative rules?
Say that again.
The movement to revise the administrative
right.
rules, is that waiting for the legal
well, no.
temporary position? No.
Well, I mean, that's not the holdup. you know, but yes, we will probably, the first steps towards revising the rules will be probably taken in the middle of April, where the governor's office, I think, or maybe DLNR will be convening sort of a task force of, you know, people who, archaeologists, people who work with the rules and so on, to talk about, you know, what can we do to make this all make more sense. And, oh, by the way, do good archaeology. That would be a nice thing to have. So if the rules would support that.
Yeah.
So that's
Thank
it
you.
For me. Any
Thank
other
you.
Questions?
Thank you.
I'll catch
Thank
you right you. After the meeting, if you have a minute.
What we also want to remember to do is, it's not on the agenda, I just realized, but to make that motion for the limited meeting for next. For, do you guys have... I don't want to forget to take that motion for the limited meeting. Do you guys know what's on the agenda for the...
Well, aside from the deferred, there are only two new nominations for next meeting.
So what are the deferred ones? Because I know at our November meeting, we deferred a whole bunch of them, so, or maybe a few anyway.
The deferred one is, I believe, the Henderson one from Don, and also East West Center.
Well, deferred wasn't really deferred, it was voted down. But anyway, that's a technical
so
point. But what about the one on Kauai?
We didn't get that one in yet.
And there was another one, too, that we kicked down the road, or whatever you want to call it.
We're reviewing, I think you're talking about the red card. Is that the one?
It I think we already put that on the register
yeah,
last meeting.
Just they had to send more information, in which they did.
The Kilauea, it's the one in Kilauea.
But we haven't received any other ones yet, so...
Okay, was there another one?
The
Mahikua House.
Pardon?
The Mahikua House.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I knew there was another one.
The
Maui one?
We didn't receive any resubmittal on that yet.
Oh, yeah, the ones in here. Are those, have they passed the deadline of when those have been received?
Yes. So it's passed for the main meeting already. So the main meeting right now only has those three that we just mentioned.
Because if we,
what are the three? Henderson, East West Center, and
Henderson, East West, and another one from Don.
Another one from Don.
Yeah.
But it's because we do, when we make the motion, we sort of have to. It's good to.
So it's just not three for the main meeting.
And maybe this is still part of your. If it's only three nominations, I'm wondering if we could do part of the meeting for a training, because it seems like that's a really light agenda.
That's up to you.
Well, I mean, if we could do either there's sunshine and then there's ethics, and then even if we could have a board training sort of on certain aspects of how to prepare the forms and things like that. I mean, it seems like it would be possible to use an hour or two, because I know we're supposed to have sunshine. Has everybody, who hasn't been sunshine trained here that's on this board? Is Katie the only one who haven't been sunshine yet?
I was sunshined on the other board when I was on it before.
What about the ethics?
I don't remember.
Who has not been trained on the ethics?
It's all shadows.
Have we done ethics?
Yeah, we're dealing our building.
I know I've been trained, but is there anybody that hasn't? Okay, well, it's just because we have a short agenda, if there was anything else we wanted to put on the agenda, just in terms of trainings, I thought that would be a good opportunity to...
A good idea.
To grab a training, or yeah, I'm even wondering if we could have a tour of your offices.
you're welcome anytime.
But I mean,
we could actually go through and maybe meet
everybody and sort of see the way it is.
So as far as, you know, certainly we're happy to have the meeting and, you know, for those two folks there. Not in our office itself. We don't have room enough for meeting in the office. We did have a meeting downstairs in our building, and you know, it was not nearly as nice as this conference.
Well, if it's a short meeting, I mean, it didn't have any windows. That was my meeting.
You just painted your building.
We can work that out. What you need to do is tell us if you want training, if you want to come visit our office.
I think it'd be good to come visit your office. I don't know how anybody else feels, but I've been quickly through there once, and it was just almost running. It was before the meeting that we had out there, and you know, I didn't really get to meet everybody. And I think it'd be really nice. Would everybody be okay with that to go over to see the offices, meet the staff?
I think it'd be great. But alternately, would it be worth putting those three on the following meeting and canceling the meeting for May?
It's possible. I just don't know how many are going to be on the following meeting.
Right.
I mean, if we stop really, really loading the following meeting.
I agree with that.
Right.
See, I
think we
cautious.
May be backing ourselves up into a corner that
we should be cautious.
Really regret.
So the other one that we have for the May meeting is the Koyongi residents.
Pardon?
Koyongi residents.
Is that on Oahu?
Or? Yes.
It's where on Oahu is that?
Nicolo Street.
Pardon?
Nicolo Street.
Nicolo's.
It's one of the Miranda's, huh?
Huh?
It's one of the Miranda Victor.
No, this is a new one. It's one of Don's.
Okay, Nicolo.
The one that we went to already was the Henderson residence. It's going to be on for me too.
So that's Henderson, and then the other one for Don, East West Center.
East West, and that's it. But you guys have, yeah, let me know. I do have this room reserved for me.
Okay.
But if you guys want to
actually, this room is really great. Maybe we just want to do it here
because
it's easy to get to.
I have it for May and July.
It's closer to
home. Great. Okay.
But if you guys want to do it differently, like you were suggesting, and see the offices or, you know, whatever.
I can just come out.
This is nice.
I like what you have doing here.
It's up to you folks.
Maybe some short training. Alan, do you have any stock training things you could give us?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, certainly both the Ethics Commission and Sunshine, you know, Office of Information Practices have their standardized training.
OIP would be really good.
Already,
okay. OIP, yes.
I will talk to them.
You can never get enough of that, you know?
They keep changing.
I vote for OIP.
Just a reminder.
I don't even know if I've ever had a training by OIP.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yes,
how long ago was that?
Yeah, we had it.
I wasn't here.
But it might have just been the Ms. Bill and Susan, because we're the oldest living ordinary.
We had an ethics one in Compton at the Hawaiian Home Lab.
Yeah,
Sunshine.
Yeah, I know Sunshine was here, but maybe OIP would be a real good one. Let's do it.
Their training, if my memory serves, is 2 hours.
Okay.
That's probably.
We can do that in the morning and then move into the agenda. So, can we have a motion to approve this limited meeting with those suggested sites?
So move.
Okay, no, you have to make the motion.
No, I'm just saying move.
I move to have a limited meeting.
All right, I move to have a limited meeting. Henderson, is Henderson one?
East-West Center.
The new one of Don, East-West Center.
For reasons of...
Sunshine laws.
Security, privacy.
Privacy, safety, access, and liability issues.
Just what I said.
Second.
Chandra, are we good with that, or that was like a group nomination?
Since we only have those three, what time would you guys like the limited meeting to start?
Probably early, like before, like
early,
normal.
The better.
Yeah.
9:30 first.
Yeah, early.
You are the guys that have to suffer coming in from Kauai.
If it's after 9, I can join the group. But if it's like at 8:30, like we've done in the past, I may not be able to make it in from the airport.
So first site visit is 9:30 then, right? Is that okay?
That usually works.
Yeah. Okay, first site visit at 9:30. So you meet at 9
so
in Kauai.
Okay, so 9 o'clock, Mogu, then home next. Okay.
Great.
Gotcha.
Super. And I think East-West Center is actually going to take a really long time because I was actually on the board when we put it originally on, and I know I'm the only board member that experienced that. To see the whole facility, especially the dormitories, we're going to need a little bit of time. You can't race through that whole site in 20 minutes.
We should do that one last.
Do it last. I mean, go into that dormitory designed by Ian Pei and to really see, I mean, Bill Chapman's been in because he works there or whatever.
I've lived there for a little while.
He lived there. Oh, my God, he lived there. But it is really something to experience, the East-West Center dormitories. It's unique in the world.
I have a quick...
And also the Jefferson Hall, you know, get in there and see that stuff. It takes a time.
I have a quick request, too. If there's any way we could have the past history, because Nancy remembers going on the state register. I was on the board, but Nancy wasn't on the board when we put it on the National Register. And I'm curious to know which was the difference of it, because I remember when I was on the board, we put it on the National Register, that's when we insisted that Kennedy Theater be part of the nomination.
So, as I understand it, it was never submitted to the Parsons.
Oh. It got sent back once.
I mean, it gets pretty murky on why it never got listed. You know, it came back, and then the Parsons denied ever having heard of this place.
One time they were skeptical when they first got it, and then they had to get more information.
Yeah,
and Lorraine rewrote it to make it shorter, and then they said, why is it important? And so that seemed to be an issue.
The other issue I remember is was one of the only times we ever put anything on the state register that was less than 50 years old.
Well,
and that was a very old error.
I mean, the board is actually prohibited by law from listing on the Hawaii register of less than 50 years old.
Right.
I think that maybe that law was not in existence yet when we did that. Because that law wasn't always on the books, and it got put on, according to Don Hibbert, he knows exactly when it got put on, and it could have been afterwards.
I don't know. I do know that the definition of historic property in Hawaii today is 50 years old.
Right, yeah, I know that. It wasn't always.
That is, as you remember from the house on...
Yes. Lanikai.
Buildings of exceptional importance can be listed if they are less than 50 years old.
Well, the last time we listed... Last time we did the National Register nomination, it was just 50 years old. That was 2010. And that's because the East-West Center wanted it to be done. And at the time, Steve Meter at UH got the UH to commit to allow for Kennedy Theater to be part of the complex. But now I'm understanding that maybe they don't want to be part of it anymore. I think it's worth a consultation because they seem to be under the impression that they have to, that they won't be able to do anything with Kennedy Theater unless it's not listed, and I wish they would understand that that's not true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, this is one of those things, Bill, to be honest, where, you know, talking to somebody doesn't make any difference if they don't listen. And we've had this conversation with them a couple times. And I do think that, you know, whether, I mean, this might be something in terms of Nancy's request for training, But one of the things that I think is important for the board to know, and because I've had this conversation not with the board, although it did come up a little bit with Polly Lane's, but you know, under the rules, under the Govern the Park Services, you know, the registration process, an objection from a property owner has to be a very specific thing. So, you know, with the Quonset, for example, it said, the letter said, well, we're not in favor of it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's not an objection. You and I, in a conversation, might say, well, I'm objecting to that because I'm not in favor of it. But under the rules, you have to, number one, you have to say specifically, you have to say, number one, I'm the property owner, number two, I object, and three, you've got to get this notarized.
Well, I got
anything less than that isn't really an objection.
Well, that's good to hear, but maybe I can talk to Jan again, but she's taking orders from on high, and I'll try to talk to David again, because Virginia Henshaw was very opposed to it, but Steve Meter, who was under her, overruled her.
And if you can, I mean, I'm happy to, you know, given that my number one responsibility right now is the legislature, you know, if you can get a meeting like that, I'd be happy to sit in on it, if you think that would help. I also think if that's something the board really wants, you need to let Lorraine know that, because I'm quite sure the county theater is not included.
I know it isn't. I know, that's what it seems.
There is also the tea house, which is included, is also owned by the university there on the east west side.
But nonetheless, Kennedy Theater is so important to the complex. I mean,
I don't disagree. Yeah. I'm just saying. You know, as number one, we've got to get the university on board.
Well, maybe I set up a meeting with Jan. I've got a little more standing now.
But also, by the same token, if they don't object, because we do have a letter, email from them saying, well, we're not interested in having it on the National Register, the tea house. We're not interested in having it on the National Register. It's not an objection. You may not be interested, but you know, you haven't said that you don't.
I didn't know that didn't belong to East West Center until now, so.
Well, I didn't know because we were trying to sort out why they didn't mean it. It's like, well, and then it, you know, on further review discovered that it was not.
What about the grounds? Are those owned by East West Center? The garden area of the tea house? Is that?
I don't know.
Another question I have, which is that I believe the tea house is not 50 years old. And I truly believe that the Thai Pavilion is only about 10 years old.
Yeah, that's true. But
so,
tea house is
great. I think they're trying to list those two buildings, but I mean, for sure, the tea house, I don't believe either one of them is reached the
Thai Pavilion is less than 10 years old.
Less than 10 years old, and right. Trying to put this on the historic register. I mean,
what if it's the National Register then?
Either state or national. I mean, a 10-year-old building is
well. Get to the question of, and this is a question first for the board. Is it of exceptional importance?
Usually, training on what that means.
Usually exceptional, but usually an exceptional importance is when it's almost 50 years.
You know,
it's very rarely just 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, but you know.
It's not even a building.
Dallas Airport was listed within a year or two of its own.
Sculpture.
Really? I was thinking it was within 30 years.
It was like overnight.
I know Seagram Building was listed. That's built in 58. And it was listed back in the, certainly by the 90s it was listed, but that was still 30 years.
I'm going to say that was listed in the 70s, because I think it was listed when I worked in Illinois.
Seagram. Well, the same with Kennedy, I guess that was not that old, the Lunch Center.
From what my memory is, of the first time we put it on the state register, which is probably in the 90s, one of the reasons it was coming onto the register, other than the fact it's the first major work designed by I.M. Pei in the world. The second thing, though, is because of the accessibility issues that were coming up, the ADA, that those two built, particularly like the theater is so non-compliant. I mean, there's no elevator, you have to go upstairs. It's very, you know, the only way you can get anybody in a wheelchair is there's just one point where the grade and the ramp inside are at the same level, but there's no handicapped access. And also with Jefferson Hall, because it's a floating podium, like how do you get anybody in a wheelchair up into that area by putting things, and also that's true for the dormitories, that by putting it on the register, they were, didn't have to come up to the ADA to meet those standards. That was my understanding of why we did it in the first place.
Do you still over, but, you don't override ADA anymore, do you?
It depends. I mean, there are some circumstances where historic preservation is the basis for the exemption.
In this case, you know, the strong design, I mean, trying to put elevators into Kennedy Center, Kennedy Theater would be a very interesting proposition.
But I remember dealing with this.
You know, we have actually, I mean, within the department, we've actually had these discussions where, you know, the state parks came to me and said, well, you know, I'm told you can waive ADA requirements. Well, actually, no. You just sign this and it's exempt. Well, no, I mean,
that's what I remember too.
There are ways to do this, but I only participate in that. This has to go still has to go through the ADA coordinator.
I remember I had to do this extensively long ago, and you had to come up with alternatives and things, even if it was listed. I mean, if you right. you know, if you had services that needed access, you had to provide them somewhere else, off premises. It wasn't just a straightforward you're exempt.
I think there's been an evolution too in the interpretation of AD, you know, of that as it impacts historic buildings, because it's not a building code, it's equal rights.
Yeah, I mean, sort of the rule of thumb is the building is the way the building is, and it's not until you actually start to do things to it that the potential for being, you know, requiring coming into compliance with ADA arises. So if they're just doing routine, you know, maintenance stuff, but that doesn't matter. But if they go in there and they start to do more substantial renovations, then ADA comes and could potentially come in. Yeah.
Well, I have to say this anecdote, even though it cuts into our time. When I was in the Virgin Islands, I spent months working on this thing about trying to figure out how to make an early 19th century building somehow ADA compliant, and we ended up coming with an off-premises thing, and the legislators wanted us to have a ramp, and there was absolutely no land to build the ramp, but fortunately, I guess, the building burned down.
Stop that. Okay. So let's approve a minute.
Don't even think.
On your anecdotal note, we will move on to approval of the minutes.
Yeah, okay.
You cannot escape the minutes.
But I would be quickly back to East-West Center. I would be glad to figure out a way to have a meeting about that. Because I think we got to get Jan and everybody on board ahead of time, because I just think it's going down the wrong route. I know they want to add on to the back of it, and that's quite allowable. As you know, they write their bulletins about how to add on to historic buildings. So.
It's preservation mythology.
Mm-hmm. So I think the bottom line is allow enough time for the East-West Center. I put it as the last visit so that if we malinger, then we're not late to the next one, you know, if we could put it as a third or the second.
Second.
I mean,
unless you guys want to go back to Henderson, we already went there.
Well, yeah, I know not to draw attention to you.
I didn't go to Henderson either.
Would you like to see the Henderson?
I didn't.
Okay, I was going to say, I think everybody else saw it.
I don't think I did, Nancy. I was,
oh, my God, that's right. We're not on the board. So does any... maybe you could go on your own then, set it up with Don, or not comfortable.
Whatever.
So I guess it's just the two. Okay, sorry. So whatever. Just the two, so first and second.
Yes.
Going to be a short day. The training can either be the training will be Friday.
The training will be Friday.
Yeah, so that's another day. But I think the East-West Center, we could be a couple hours over there. It takes a while to see everything. There's beautiful murals and all kinds of very, very interesting stuff that you just sort of know where to get to. So let's move on to the minutes, if that's okay. So the first thing would be to approve the October 4th. This is the limited meeting of the October 4th. Does anybody remember that? Long time ago.
I wasn't here for any of these, so I don't have to worry. Where's the restroom?
Oh, here you go.
And
out the door to the
and
left,
before I be,
then
forget,
we'll
here's,
to the left again.
Here's Nancy's and my parking.
Oh, you guys hold on to this. I'm going to give everybody who needs parking passes at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
So, just on this limited meeting, from what I understand from the Sunshine Law, that because the everything's shown as inaudible. Because it's inaudible, I think we need to have a better record maybe of who made the presentation, because, you know, every once of these sites there was a presenter in most cases. So it seems like we could maybe have that, because if the recording is inaudible and that's supposed to be our backup way of remembering, that we would have each one who was there for the presentation and who give the presentation as, it's clear who the board members are and who the staff is, but you know, every site we go to, there's usually a presenter. So I think that would be nice to put that in. At the very least, I mean, the conversation it being inaudible is inevitable. But it is a little bit more information that we can provide to ourselves as well as the public. Does anybody have any revisions to the October 4th I don't have any. Does anybody else see any? I'm losing my board.
That was my broken recorder date. It broke like midway through the visit, so.
And I remember, because
I tried to go to get batteries after, but I have bought a new one right there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, if you could.
I'll put who presented.
Could you do that? And if you need any help, I might have some memory. But I know when we went to all of those Burbank Street, like it was all Lorraine, I think.
Yes.
And then some of the owners were there. And most of the owners were there, actually. And that would be on record who they were.
Yeah.
Which house we went to, the owner was there. And maybe we could just put that here onto these minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then. So can I have a motion to accept the limited meeting minutes of October 4th?
I move to accept the meetings from October 4th.
Thanks, Matt.
It's a sign.
Okay. Second. We have enough? I believe I have 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay.
Yeah.
You're abstaining. Okay, so I need everybody, because I lost two of my board members temporarily. I need 6 people to vote yes.
Okay.
So Matt, if you would vote yes, don't
yes.
leave the room, please, because then I can't.
Okay.
Okay. So all in favor of accepting the minutes, please raise your hands. I think we have 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Matt's hand is up. Right? Oh, and look, Bill's hand is up, even though he's out there. So
Bill's hand.
He's abstaining because he wasn't there. Okay. So there's.
You voted yes.
Pat.
Yes.
Matt. So that's the October 4th. Now we go to October 5th. See where that is, October 5th. I caught one boo-boo. I caught the one thing I caught that I don't quite understand is, I know on this it was the Henderson House.
Mm-hmm.
You have 5-1-1, and I do remember that there was 5-1-1, but you have 6 people voting in favor, so I think somebody either wasn't there, or it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 showing in favor, but only 5, and I know we did not pass this. So who's the person that wasn't voting yes?
I'll go back.
Because I recused. Pat voted no, but the count isn't right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So it should be 6.
Well, I don't think so. I think there was only 5 because this was an important vote.
Yeah.
I'll go back and check. Because I know it didn't pass.
Yeah, it didn't pass. It
and so one of those 6 people was not there.
Got it. I could maybe effect her.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, is if I could abstain because you had, I don't know, if I can remember if you abstained?
That's what I think.
Then that would explain it. Then it would be,
right now no
I would recuse, you would abstain, and you would vote no. So
that's no.
Pat's no, I recuse, and so Ikaika is abstain. I think that solves the problem.
Yeah, I think
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surplus.
So that's the thing. I thought it was Ikaika.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay, yeah.
Does anybody else have any on those meeting minutes that they had to catch? Anybody else have? The only thing I would mention in these minutes was because, Shonda, the only other thing I would mention is that this was a rescheduled meeting. You might want to just make a note, because of the hurricane, that this was actually a meeting that was rather an emergency meeting.
Okay.
You could just say maybe in somewhere in the introduction that
rescheduled
from whatever date it was supposed to be due to hurricane, whatever it's called, superstorm, whatever. And then just sort of just note that, because I think that could be lost to history if we don't make a note about that. And it was short notice.
I'll change that.
Does anybody else have any other changes to Friday, October 5th? Anybody see any other revisions? Okay.
Anybody want more water?
No, thanks. Does anybody want to make a motion for those?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from Friday, October 5th, as amended.
As amended, okay.
Seconded.
Second by Matt, okay. Got that, Chandra? All right, so all in favor of the motion, please raise your hands. Okay, I think we're...
Except for Bill, yeah.
Bill, he wasn't on the board, so he can't get that vote. Okay, so let's move on to the November 29th limited meeting. Again, that inaudible, maybe we could like show who presented, who made the presentation. I think what would be important is on the EETA resident is that we mentioned in that site visit that we only went to the back house because we had previously been to the front house. So it was a partial site visit. And I think Lorraine and what's her name?
Natalie
were there for that. So what's interesting too about, if you look at the Quonset hut, that was, several people came. One was, of course,
advertiser.
Yes, I'm wondering if we should mention that because he was interviewing everybody.
William
Cole was there and he was talking to everybody. I didn't
know
William
Cole. Remember.
He did it bad.
I didn't at first.
So if you could mention, there was a few other people that had come to support Dolores, but at least mention Dolores' name that she toured.
I was there, I remember.
Yeah, okay. So, and then Strode, of course, was, Bill Chapman was a presenter on that. He was there. So I think that was it for that limited meeting. Anybody want to make a motion to? Anybody have any other revisions to that? Ford?
I move we accept those meeting minutes.
You want to accept them? You move. Okay, so Alton's moved.
As amended.
As amended.
I second it.
Second by Matt. Matt's good on seconds here. I can see he's trying to get out of this room. All right, all in favor of the motion as amended, or yeah? Hands up. Okay, and then Pika's abstained. Yeah, Pika's abstained. Now we come to the last set of minutes, which is the November 30th board meeting. I had a couple of things on that. Let's see. Okay, so does anybody, I have a couple, I'll just go ahead. I think under staff that Julie was here too, so you might want to mention that Julie was at the meeting. Put her under staff. Julie, I don't remember her last name.
Julia.
Yeah, put her last name, that would be good. And then one other important thing under the delisting of the Masaki Sakata property, I recused myself. I did not vote for that. So if you could show me as a recusal under the delisting. Anybody else have any other comments on those minutes, draft minutes? Nope. Anybody else? No? Okay, can I have a motion, please, to accept as amended?
So move.
Bill Souza moves.
As amended.
As amended. Second.
Seconded.
Matt. Okay, all in favor of accepting as amended? All hands on board. Okay. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay, so I put calendars there for you folks to look at. August 16th meeting. The August 16th meeting is actually a state holiday. So I don't know how you want to handle that. If you want to maybe move back a day, so maybe Wednesday will be our site visit and Thursday is the meeting.
That's the neighbor island people. They're the ones that have to sacrifice. What is the state holiday?
It is statehood day.
Oh my God.
Yes.
No wonder nobody celebrates.
So I gave everybody a calendar. If you guys want to, you guys can think about it. If that's what you want to do, is move it back a day.
Well,
we can do that.
I don't have any problem moving it back a day. I mean, it seems like we ought to do that sooner rather than later, just because of people have
that's
to maybe.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. Does anybody have any problem
okay?
With a Wednesday, Thursday? Wednesday, Thursday, anybody want to speak up? Bill Chapman, do you want to object to a Wednesday, Thursday in August rather than a Thursday, Friday because statehood day?
Statehood day is on Friday, so.
Yeah, he's good.
So, whatever.
So we'll just move everything in 24 hours. To the right or left.
All
right.
And I will repost the new schedule on Monday.
Okay.
Great. Monday morning. Great. So everybody, okay, we'll move on with that.
Great. Anything else? Okay. Woohoo! So I moved to, somebody moved to adjourn.
I moved to adjourn.
Okay, Pat, second, Matt, second. All in favor of adjourning, please raise your hand.
I want to stay. Woo-hoo. Here.
Okay, meeting is adjourned at 2:25.
We're going to put the time. The state capitol building.
I wanted to send you the picture. You took it.
There was a lot of comments about how we were going to have a discussion.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of.
That's who it was.
So we actually asked her to publicize the fact that we're taking suggestions from the public. There's a website you can go to and take suggestions from the public.
Oh, okay.
But then you should say
not the latest. There's some here.
Pair of handcuffs around the camera.